Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
98.5 KRZ. What up? It's Lissa and Justin. Thank you for hanging with us on your Friday. You and I were talking off the air yesterday, just randomly, about foods that are stinky, foods that you should not eat at work, because we have a few offenders in this building. Salmon guy. We have popcorn guy. I did put it on KRZ Facebook, and it's funny because a lot of these comments are about fish.
There, yep. And then I kept scrolling down, and I noticed that there... people don't like vegetarians because the majority of the way that vegetarians get their proteins and stuff are on this list.
Like
broccoli is like the biggest. I eat broccoli. Eggs, hard-boiled eggs. Really? Is hard-boiled eggs that bad? Beans? Eggs, beans, broccoli, and avocado are the four things that I eat most, and avocado is the only one not on this list.
Those all do have not just a smell to them, but there's a residual effect of, how do I put this delicately, gastrointestinal ramifications.
Yes, but, you know, that's why you go on, trips to the bathroom, or, you know, you see how often.
You go on trips. You pack a suitcase.
You see.
You go to the bathroom.
That's right. And you just let loose, hoping that nobody is sitting in the stalls. Limburger cheese. I don't know how many people actually eat Limburger cheese, never mind at the office.
If you're bringing Limburger cheese to work, you just hate your coworkers. You had to find that. Like, it's not even in some cheese aisles. You have to find it. You have to seek it out and go, yes, I want that, and then bring it to work. So the buddy in cubicle B has to smell you. That's just mean.
Yeah, and I eat these fake sausages from like Impossible Sausages, and I usually have sauerkraut with them. And both of those, kielbasa and sauerkraut, are both on this list.
Well, you got a stench, man.
I guess, but do I have a stench? Now I gotta see, do I have a stink of like Dorian? Like, nobody in the world has ever brought Dorian to work. Why is that on the list?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It is the stinkiest fruit on the planet. It is like the size, it's like a squash, kind of.
Okay.
And then you cut into it, and it's the smelliest fruit in the world.
You eat it raw?
I would never eat it, but you can eat it raw.
I don't know, stinky. People, you're eating a lot of stinky stuff. Sounds like you'd eat it.
Most people cook it. But, Dorian, ugh, yeah. It's like one of those things that they'll have on Fear Factor. They have on The Amazing Race and things like that. Like, you eat this thing, and you're like, oh, no, I can never eat
any
it.
Any food that's a dare?
Yeah.
Probably not good to eat at work.
Yes, absolutely.
It was interesting to me, though, that popcorn is on this list. I love the smell of popcorn, but I do also get how popcorn can go from good to burnt in a nanosecond.
Yeah,
and once you burn the popcorn, it's in the building the entire day.
That's the thing. Burning the popcorn, you can't get rid of that smell for a long time. And even making popcorn, you can't get rid of that smell. But that smell, I think, just makes people hungry.
And I have to believe some people know what they're doing. You fish people, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, my brother, Vietnamese, he loves this dried octopus snack. Oh, my God. Once he cracks open that package, it just fills the room. And the curry smells. So a lot of people don't like the smell of curry, but I love that smell.
I do, too. See, we're not good candidates because we love some of these smells. But if you're a person, let's just hear these people out. If you're working with someone who eats that and you hate it, it's sticking with you the whole day.
Yeah, and do you say something? Or do you write a passive-aggressive note in the
lunchroom? Never a note. I would maybe talk to the person and be like, yo, this is on me. I'd treat it like a me problem. This is on me. I'm sorry. I have a weird thing about curry or garlic or whatever. Can you not eat that around me? I might say that. I would never leave a note.
Oh, I love the passive-aggressive notes. Because especially at a radio station, because the person will then leave a passive-aggressive note back.
No.
And then it goes back and forth.
That stinks worse than salmon. That's not good behavior.
98.5 KRZ.